Right now on the outside, it is cloudy and 60.
What is that?
Nine. In the news, a man charged in Center County sex ring. Trial seeks a delay. That also involves Blair County. Parking meters to be removed in downtown Altoona to be replaced by some very mean signs. Cambria County coroner called to Prince Gallitzin State Park after the discovery of a body. And the Mount Nittany strike continues. Details coming up in sports. Oh, the Curve come home last night and game was over before it started. The Pirates.
There's a grand slam. Don't forget that.
Not ours. The Pirates woke up from the dead with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Made an incredible, earth-shattering comeback, only to lose in 12 innings. Too bad. And Aaron Rodgers says this is it. Yeah, right.
It's time for WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Views and opinions expressed by the hosts of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of WRTA.
Yes, I disagree with what I'm hearing.
Or most of the other people that are listening. And now, WRTA Mornings.
All right, it is WRTA Mornings. It is Wednesday, I think. July 29th. Almost to the end of July, the most summer-like month of the year, right in the middle of summer. July, August follows. And September's been usually kind of warm probably for the past decade, so I look forward to another couple of months of some really nice weather before October and fall get here. Not my favorite times of the year. October and fall, but then again, who cares what I think? Nobody. So
somebody somewhere does.
No, not really. No. So that, yeah, that's right. Well, nobody likes my opinion. So there.
Where'd you get that?
Thought about something last night. We were talking in the booth during the game, and we were talking about being kids. We had a young man in the booth with us. He was nine years old.
Okay.
And he was my junior PA announcer. They get to do a half an inning when we have one. We don't have one each game.
Okay.
But he sat with us, and we were talking, asking questions. We were going back and forth. I was asking him about his life and school and all that. And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, we got to talking about Super Bowls.
If you remember
those. I was trying to describe to him what they were because this poor kid has no idea what a Super Bowl was. He had heard of them. I think he told me that, but he had no idea. I said, well, they were really, really packed very tightly in a rubbery substance that when you bounced it, it would go 20, 30 feet in the air. And if you really bounced it, it might go higher than that. But if you bounce it in an enclosed area, it would bounce all over the place. It would ricochet. And I was telling him about it. And then we got on the subject of going outside and playing with the Super Bowls because you can't really get the full effect of it from on inside.
No, maybe. No.
So,
well, and you could hurt people on the inside.
Plus, break a lot of things.
Once it started to bounce, baby, there was no stopping it.
It's like trying to herd cats. So we were talking about that, and all of a sudden, Alyssa, who runs the music and some of the videos, says, yeah, my mother always chased me outside to play, and I used to play with Super Bowl. She knew what Super Bowls were. See, there's a big age discrepancy between me and every single person I work with in that booth. There is a major age discrepancy. Mm-hmm. So we're talking two different languages, two different, extremely different generations. Nevertheless, I said something about moms. I said, you know, isn't it funny when you say go outside and play? And she said, well, then I would get in trouble because I got my clothes dirty. Now, the thing about this, when we were underfoot in the summertime at home without school, you were underfoot with your at least your mother, because dad always worked. So mom was home, the homemaker, the old typical American family. Dad goes to work, mom takes care of the house, kids are underfoot in the summer. So what did your mother always say to you? Go outside and play. Not go outside and play. Go outside and play. I mean, that was a license to be a kid. Go outside and play. Or go outside and play. So you did, right? Mm-hmm. We all did. What did you do? You look for things to occupy your time. Mine, for a while, was making mud pies. Mm-hmm. Took the hose, you know, found a patch of dirt in between the houses. Found a pile of bricks to sit on, and you sat there with a stick and you made mud pies. They looked good enough to eat, but you didn't eat them. So then after, you know, that, then you go out and play in the yard and you come in with grass stains. Now, again, your mother said, go outside and play. So you did. Then when you come home, you got yelled at or smacked because you got your clothes dirty. Now, what are you supposed to do? We weren't allowed to go swimming at Prospect Pool, because it cost a whole quarter. But back in the 70s, you know, a quarter was a lot of money, especially to a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't allowed to go swimming. None of us ever had went up to Prospect Pool to swim, at least I didn't. And, you know, always the big thing was get a summer pass at Prospect Pool. It cost, in the 70s, I think it cost like $5 or $10. I don't even know if it was $5. But anyway, you know, I think, oh, it'd be great to have a swimming pass. You can go every single day. Nope. Weren't allowed to go swimming. So my best friend happened to live in the next avenue, and our avenues adjoined, but our houses did not. But we ended up playing some form of baseball just about every day, especially when we started our early teenage years, because we played on the same teams in both the Teener League and Federation League. And actually, I was his Tim McCarver. In the Federation, and Teener and Federation League, because he was a pretty good pitcher. And I was, of course, I was a catcher, but I always caught when Kevin, that's his name, when he pitched. So he was Carlton and I was McCarver, only he was right-handed. But, yeah, you think of those days when you were a kid, and we were asking this young man last night, Luke Gardner was his name. He did a great job on the mic, too. He was very attentive. He was very astute. He loved the view from up there. And we had a nice time for about five innings, but I don't know why the poor kid had to come up and sit for five innings. He just sat with us, and when we talked to him, everybody in there talked to him. But after a while, I mean, there's only so many questions you can ask a kid.
Yeah, right. Right, and then what's he going to do with his time? Who thought of that? There's a little ball of energy that's now stuck in a confined space.
Stuck with us.
It's like, what do you think might happen?
Actually, he was pretty attentive. He loved watching the game from up there. And then, you know, it came time for the fifth inning, and he knocked out the names. I think he got six. He got six names because the fifth inning, was the inning we had bases loaded.
Hmm?
Didn't get the home run. Although Lonnie White Jr. brought the long ball last night, he hit two more.
Yeah, that's a special young man.
I'm surprised he's still here.
Yeah,
I really am. Nevertheless, Luke did a great job, but the poor kid. I mean, he was with, like I said, I'm the oldest guy in the room, but Alyssa and I were talking to him quite a bit. And you know, you ask him all the kid questions: where do you go to school? Where do you live? Do you play sports? Do you like baseball? I asked him if he liked to go to school, and he just looked at me like he had just bit into a sour lemon. He's like, no. I said, that's okay. I didn't like it either. But he was so cool, and he did a really good job. But I felt bad for him. The poor kid was strapped there with us for five innings. He missed out on a lot of fun. But anyway, yeah, that's one of the programs that we have at the ballpark. But, Luke, you did a great job. So if you know Luke and you see him, tell him you heard about his work at the ballpark last night. But, you know, just getting back to the childhood things, you know, when you would go out and, you know, you'd follow your mother's orders. And they weren't requests. They were orders. Get outside and play. That was always the addendum to that statement, and play.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you had to find things to do. And if you didn't, you just sat on the stoop wishing you had money. But as we got older, there was enough kids in like the surrounding neighborhoods, like four or five blocks. Mm-hmm. There was a playground up at the top of the hill, St. Mary's Playground. They owned it. We'd go and play. We'd pick teams and we'd play rubber ball all day. And we had a fence, so it was a square playground. And we had baseballs. We had bases and a mound and a plate painted on there. Somebody did that.
Nice.
And we played baseball there every single day with a rubber ball. You couldn't play with a hard ball because there's too many houses. You know, if we hit the home run, you'd have a chance of smashing a window. And then we had a home run. We kept home run totals throughout the summer. And if you were the winner at the end of summer, you got nothing. Just you got the title of carrying it through the school year. I was a St. Mary's Playground rubber ball home run champion.
Okay.
And we kept pretty good stats.
How about that?
But it just brought back good memories of the childhood and being told, go out and play, and then getting yelled at when you come home with 30 clothes.
Don't understand what the parents expected in that case. I have no idea. That's just a part of playing. By the way, your thermometer, what's it say now? Because it's 63 over here.
It's 69. That's a big difference, being like, what, 3 feet apart?
Yeah.
4 feet apart?
Take your mouse and hover over that thing once and see if it, just hover.
69.
Oh, wait, it's updating. There you go.
Well, I like 69 better. It was warmer. Now you made it cold. Jeez, I can't have anything. Took away my heat. Just kidding. It's the same temperature in here as it is over there.
It is.
Cold. No, I set the air. I have to have the air conditioner on, folks. I swear. I overheat so quickly. It just a tinge of humidity hits my body, and I'm done for the day.
Yeah.
A tinge.
Yeah, you aren't moving to Mississippi anytime soon.
Oh, no. Ooh. Too many skeeters down there.
Mm-mm.
You know, along with, you know, hovering at night and in the fan with the broken window going, or no, the broken fan in the window going, so hot.
All right. Let's go on and see what our hotness is for the next couple of days. Here's what we have. More clouds than sun, no rain mentioned, high of 76. I think we got enough yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Partly cloudy tonight, 58. Pleasant, sun, few clouds, 77 tomorrow. 80 and sunny on Friday, 82 and clouds and sun on Saturday. And Sunday, cloudy, humid, an afternoon thunderstorm, and a high of 77. So really nice grouping of days there if it plays out the way they have it forecast. It is, as we've just discussed, 63. Partly sunny. News, sports, weather, and other stuff is next.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The Pentagon says the U.S. executed joint strikes in Iraq targeting Tehran-backed proxies that have launched attacks in recent days. Jordan says its air defenses intercepted 5 missiles launched from Iran early Wednesday. President Trump's pick for intel chief has been confirmed.
In a 51-47 vote, the Senate confirming Jay Clayton to become the next Director of National Intelligence. Clayton is a U.S. attorney in Manhattan and was the Securities and Exchange Commission chair during President Trump's first term.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin in Russia, the founder of the messaging app Telegram, Pavel Durov, was charged with aiding terrorism for allegedly not removing channels, chats, and bots used by Ukrainian intelligence agencies. And 18 people are now confirmed dead in Japan's earthquake. The 7.1 is many remain trapped. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Well, just as you heard a few seconds ago, we lost 6 degrees in a matter of a click of a mouse. It's 63 now. We lost 6 degrees in a split second at 6:31. A federal trial for Morris Reese, one of 4 men charged in a Center County, Blair County child sex ring, has been delayed as his defense attorney negotiates a potential plea bargain. Reese, who is scheduled to stand trial next Monday for conspiracy to produce child pornography, is requesting a 90-day change. Or 90-day delay, actually. Besides the federal case, Reese still faces additional state-level charges in Center County regarding the solicitation and photographing of teenage girls allegedly brought in from Blair County. The Altoona Parking Authority plans to remove approximately 25 aging, largely broken parking meters downtown due to unsustainable maintenance costs, broken equipment, and a lack of replacement parts. Parking operations manager Dave Curtis reportedly noted that many meters are secured only with duct tape, and the city will replace them with signs indicating enforced parking time limits to avoid creating enforcement traps for drivers. Well, that's thoughtful. An investigation is underway after the Cambria County coroner reported a man in his 70s was found dead in the area of Pickerel Pond at Prince Gallitzin State Park last night. It is suspected the man may have drowned. An autopsy is scheduled for today to determine cause of death. Well, it is now day three of the Mountain Indy Medical Center strike that will continue until 7 a.m. Saturday. Nearly 1,000 healthcare workers maintained their picket line yesterday despite the heavy rains and also received support from local officials and community members. While the five-day strike continues, the hospital reports it will utilize trained contingency staff to maintain operations. Negotiations are expected to resume on Monday. A Center County judge has ordered the owners of the Nittany Mall to pay College Township $126,000 for failing to repair two sinkholes that appeared in late 2023 and early 24. Judge Julia Rader ruled in favor of the township after Nemdar Realty Group reportedly ignored repeated requests to fix the safety hazards, forcing the township to use taxpayer funds to conduct those repairs. A localized disaster emergency was declared in southern Clearfield County following intense flash flooding that submerged roads and homes in Colport and Westover yesterday. Emergency crews coordinating with state and federal agencies conducted water rescues as rapid flooding prompted urgent warnings for residents to avoid driving through floodwaters. Clearfield County commissioners announced that the Emergency Management Agency is collaborating with local, state, and federal officials alongside the American Red Cross to manage the ongoing flooding and the cleanup and the aftermath. Pennsylvania Farm Bureau State Board of Directors has appointed Somerset County farmer and Penwood Farms owner Glenn Stoltzfus as interim vice president, effective immediately. Stoltzfus will serve until a formal election at the PFB's annual meeting in mid-November to fill the vacancy created when Tom Nagel became president of the board following the resignation of the former president. Stoltzfus had previously served on the state board for 8 years. Lidl is recalling cookies distributed to all of its U.S. locations due to undeclared allergens. According to the FDA, the Aradnus shortbread cookies, I think that's how you say it, with a chocolate truffle coating and apricot filling. Ew.
Good heavens.
Wow. That's worse than a s'more. They were recalled because the packaging was in another language and failed to indicate in English that they contain wheat, soy, milk, and eggs. Yeah, that could be a problem. Cookies were distributed in Pennsylvania and lots of other states. Customers are advised to return the recalled product to a Lidl, L-I-D-L store for a refund. The FAA says there's a nationwide ground stoppage affecting all American airline flights. The ground stop is the result of an IT outage. They're not Georgia's IT guys. They're on top of it. The airline said in a post on X that it's working as quickly as possible to get the system up and running again. And here we go. The state of Utah, the Utes, have been named as the best state in the United States. For what?
Yes, seriously.
Okay. That's according to the latest rankings from U.S. News and World Report, and it's now the fourth year in a row that the Ute state has been named the best state. Ute came out on top of the rankings due to strong showings in a number of categories. They ranked second in economy and fiscal stability, as well as fourth in infrastructure. Well, if they rank second and fourth, how can they be first? You want to know where we came in? 40th. Ooh. Boy, there's some heavy numbers. Well, we got lots of numbers this morning. Dave has the sports.
It was a night to remember for a short time last night in the Berg, Pittsburgh. Down 6-0, 2 out, nobody on base in the 8th. Well, the Bucks staged their wildest comeback yet this season. Pirates put up 3 in the 8th, so the lead is cut to 6-3. Then they got a 2-run homer from Brandon Lau and a solo shot from Brian Reynolds to tie the game in the 9th. Well, the teams traded runs in the 10th, D-backs scored in the 12th, the Pirates did not, and the final was set at 8-7. The loss cost the Bucks a chance to gain sole possession of the final wild card spot in the National League. Series concludes this afternoon at 12:35. Jared Jones is on the mound for the Bucks. Meanwhile, Chesapeake brought their bats to PNG Field last night and jumped on the curve right away and cruised to a lopsided win.
In a Curve report, I'm Massimo Manfra. The Curve fall in a slug match to the Chesapeake Bay Sox Tuesday night. The Bay Sox able to plate 12 runs against Curve pitching, starting with left-handed starter Connor Oliver, who went four innings, giving up seven hits and six earned runs. He would receive the loss and move to 2-3. Emmanuel Chapman would come on in relief behind him and not doing much better. Across 2 2/3 innings, he would allow four runs on four hits, as well as one walk. Christian Tortosa out of the bullpen was the shining spot, as over 1 1/3 innings, he would give up just one hit, no runs allowed, and three strikeouts on 21 pitches, making quick work of the Bay Sox lineup, who could not be stopped. The Curve would only be able to muster four hits on the night, but two of them would come off the bat of Lonnie White Jr., both of them being solo home runs, as he earns his second multi-home run game in a week. The Curve would fall 12-3. For the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Massimo Manfra.
Well, some numbers from last night's game include the Bay Sox with 12 runs on 16 hits and 11 strikeouts. The Curve on the other side of the ledger collected three runs, four hits. But they won that strikeout thing. They had 14 strikeouts compared to the Bay Sox 11. Aaron Rodgers isn't playing possum. The aging quarterback told the media yesterday 2026 is going to be the final season for him in an NFL uniform. Rodgers decided to come back for one final season after Mike McCarthy was named Steelers head coach. Training camp for all 32 NFL teams officially got underway yesterday. The U.S. Senate updated a bill to regulate college sports in terms of monies paid to athletes. The amended bill will now allow schools to double the current amount of money given to scholarship athletes. That amount will swell to around $46 million annually, but only $5 million of that new money would be given to female athletes. The bill has not been voted on in Washington. Pitt has been selected to finish in the top 10 of the ACC football conference this season. That and 750 will get you a cup of coffee at a certain coffee place. The Panthers were picked to finish ninth overall. Miami, woohoo! Miami is the favorite to win the conference regular season title. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti said yesterday that the conference would be willing to forego its football championship title game in favor of an expanded 24-team. Oh my goodness! An expanded 24-team national playoff. The expanded field would give all conferences a chance to get more teams onto the field and into the field of 24. Okay, they're having trouble handling what they have. 63, partly sunny, 640 WRTA morning.
Accio Baseball. Wizarding Weekend is coming to PNG Field. Friday, July 31st, be one of the first fans to take home the Connor Griffin the Great bobblehead presented by Peoples. Plus, Spring Neck Bobble Trading returns. Bring your collection, trade with fans from across the country, and see what you walk out with. Then on Saturday, August 1st, the Sorting Hat has spoken. The Curve take the field in stunning Gryffindor-inspired jerseys with game-worn jerseys auctioned at MILBAuctions.com. To benefit family services. And after the final out, stick around for a fireworks show that's straight up magical over PNG Field, thanks to Home Genius Exteriors, Healthcare First Credit Union, Breeze Line, and Ferb Everett. And then on Sunday, we wrap it up with adventure and fantasy themed fireworks presented by Breeze Line, Penn Highlands Healthcare, Leakey's Flooring by Nisley, and McDonald's. Don't let this weekend disappear on you. Tickets are available at AltoonaCurve.com, calling 877-99-CURVE, or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Accio Baseball, Wizarding Weekend at PNG Field. Make your way to Curve PA today!
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico Lowe's Outlet Store, 1208 Fifth Avenue, Altoona. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30. And Saturday, 9 to 2:30. Closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Some big tech earnings are expected today, and the Federal Reserve wraps up its meeting. Kenny Polcari of Slate Stone Wealth says Fed Chair Kevin Warsh is expected to lead a lively discussion on the economy.
I do think he wants to provoke them a little bit, right, to see what's happening. But I don't think he's going to get the support yet for certainly a rate cut. I don't see how he can possibly justify a rate cut at the moment. You know, the odds are now in September, the odds are a rate hike, not a rate cut. And so it's going to be interesting. But yes, it's going to be interesting to see how that fight develops and kind of who stands up and who says what.
Procter & Gamble, Carvana, General Dynamics, and Humana release quarterly reports today. Meta Platforms and Microsoft report after the Wall Street close. Starbucks and Chipotle Mexican Grill also report. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an
investment. Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will feature more clouds than sun with a high of 76. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 58. Tomorrow is expected to be pleasant with sunshine and a few clouds reaching a high of 77. By Friday, expect partly sunny skies with a high of 80. Saturday will have times of clouds and sun with a high of 82. Sunday is set to be mainly cloudy and humid with a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon and a high of 77. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Welcome back to Mud Pies or Us.
That's it. Yeah, go out and get a mud pie. Hey, they're free. All you need is a little water and dirt and a stick.
Mud Pies or Us. Take that. Ooh. Mrs. Grove.
Put that on a slice of bread. Yeah, put that on a slice of bread. She makes better stuff.
Oh,
at
boy.
Least you don't have to bake these mud pies because they're ready at the drop of a hat.
It's true. That's
just
true.
Don't drop your hat in the mud pie. 646, Mud Pies Unlimited.
There you go. You should, you know, get somebody because you're busy during games, but you should have like a little mud pie stand at the Curve games.
We actually advertised those in the fourth or fifth inning, somewhere.
Mud pies?
No, moon pies.
Oh, moon pies.
Yeah,
they're a little different.
They have creamsicle flavor and I think regular. I think. Orange whoopie pies.
I'm thrilled to hear that creamsicle is making such a big comeback.
I think. I'm not sure.
Not that it ever went down. You know, it was just kind of leveled out. But it seems to be making a comeback.
We would hope so. But
yeah.
Then again, why would we hope for that?
And don't forget, there's creamsicle milk at Kepner's Grandview Meats. More on that later.
Every day.
More on that later.
Yep. It is 6:47 now. If you have any mud pie stories or stories when you were a kid and your mother told you to go outside and play. And, you know, if they would have qualified it by saying, and don't get dirty, okay. But you know what? We still would have come home with dirt in our face. Grass stains. That was the worst because I don't think there was ever an invention back then to really get out grass stains.
Mm-hmm.
It was just good old-fashioned detergent out of a box, and you put them in the washer, and you put the detergent in, and you hope for the best. And then when they come out after either being hung up to dry in the backyard or put through the dryer, you had the permanent grass stain. Because once they get set in by the dryer, that's it.
By the way, my mother thought that dryers were made by the devil.
Oh boy.
She just refused to ever use a dryer. And it was like, Mom, it's February. It's like,
yeah, you can't hang clothes
it's
outside.
5 degrees. Well, she would. So she'd hang them out. We had a little clothesline and a roof over our patio, actually an awning. And she strung up clothesline underneath the awning, and she would hang clothes out in the dead of winter. So she would go out and bring in all these frozen clothes.
Frozen clothes on a rope.
And then take them to the basement to quote-unquote finish drying.
Well, I'll tell you what I saw last week, and it just blew my mind. I was in a facility, and I was looking at things. That's all I'm going to say. And I was shown I don't know if they're, obviously they're out there because they are, this existed in the place I was visiting. It was one unit. It's on the floor. It's big. It's one unit. And I looked at it and I said, oh, washing machine. That's pretty cool. Front loader, mm-hmm. not the top load. Front loader, glass door and all that. And then I was told that, no, it's not a washer. It's a washer dryer.
Oh, yeah.
One
unit.
Unit.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, you can put your clothes through the wash cycle and then take them out and hang them on a line to dry if you want. Or you can press another button, and after they wash, and they wring all the water out, and you can dry them in the very same chamber.
All of that doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, that's going to work for a while. You talk about buying something that has a predestined end. Okay, you're mixing water and electricity. As they say, what could go wrong?
Well, apparently it works because
it will for a while.
Taken off, and I I'm just telling you what I was subjected to.
Somebody put a gun to my head and showed me this thing.
Well, they did.
That's a washer dryer.
I thought it was rather definitely unconventional.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a novel idea. Now, all the water has to go somewhere, so it must be a quick dry system, you know, to get all the water out of there. Because it's really no different. I mean, there aren't live wires inside this machine that are going to singe your clothes on fire, I don't think.
But the risk is there.
Well, they must work because they're there.
Now,
all I'm saying,
if I were to accept one of these, and one of the things, rubber seals, okay, they're great when they're new. Okay, what kind of water do you have at your house? How hard is it? Because nothing will ruin rubber seals faster than hard water. And eventually all those seals start to go bad, and then you got this thing that's like, well, got to get rid of it now, you know, because it'll cost you $2,000 to get the rubber seals replaced. Or you could just go out and buy a new one.
And what doesn't water ruin? The water's great for many, many things. Obviously, we need it to grow plants and crops. We need it to grow grass. We need it to grow your gardens, your flowers. Okay, that's nice. We also need it to survive. But water can be very, obviously, as we saw yesterday and as we've seen in the past, it can be very dangerous if a lot of it comes down too hard, too quick, too fast, and in too small of an area, which we saw yesterday. Water can be just the most powerful force on Earth. And yet, it can ruin, it ruins a lot of things. And
some quicker than others.
Some quicker than others.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a necessary, I don't want to call it evil because we need water to live. Obviously, our bodies need water, which I'm finding out now. I mean, I knew it all my life, but I had really gotten away from water here recently and things weren't going well. And so I thought, I got to start drinking water again. And my bottle is in the fridge. I got to go get it during the halftime here. But I realized that water is probably the best thing you can put in your body. The best.
Mm-hmm.
And it has worked for me.
Maybe not into your washer-dryer combo.
No. Well, but anyway.
But if you're going to wash clothes, you're going to have to put water in it.
You know, the only thing water doesn't affect are stones and rocks. Because it can't penetrate.
It just moves those.
Yeah, it cannot penetrate them. You can run a fountain over stones for thousands of years, and you'll never get a drop of water inside that stone.
Nope. And water is the one thing that can move gigantic rocks.
Yep. And
it just blows my mind at times, being a fisherman and going to a spot, and it's like, where did that gigantic boulder come from? Well, you know, the water washed it there.
And how can an element in our life be so necessary and sometimes so very deadly? You just marvel at nature, and you marvel at how we deal with these things on a daily basis. Where, again, you go, here's, now I'm not going to promote bad health, but there were days where I would literally not drink any water. I mean, days and days. And I knew earlier in the summer, I was really putting away the soda. And it's all diet soda, but still, that's probably worse for you than soda with regular sugar. And I had gone a good spell without a drop of water. And I thought, you know, at my age, can't afford that. So I started drinking water again on a regular basis, and it has really helped because you feel better. You just, because all your organs are working overtime to try and compensate for the lack of H2O.
Preaching from the pulpit,
yes.
Of water.
And mud pies.
And mud pies.
Well, that needs water.
Yeah, it does.
Mud pies need water, so there's a common thread here today.
By the way, our new buddy Ray checked in
Via
text, and he says, I don't know, a kid that never made mud pies.
Right.
I did it when I was a kid, then my daughters did it when they were little.
Now, Ray, were you ever tempted to eat one?
Probably not.
Even though it was a mud pie, were you ever tempted to eat one? Of course, you just stirred it up and the mud got thick. So when it got thick, you added more water, or when it was too watery, you added more dirt. And what you end up with?
Mud.
What's it good for? Nothing. Except getting your clothes dirty and getting in trouble when you went home.
Yeah.
Or when you went back in the house.
Go out and play. All right.
Don't get dirty.
AccuWeather, more clouds than sun today in 76. Partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Pleasant tomorrow. Sunshine, a few clouds, 77. Partly sunny and 80 Friday, 82 Saturday, 77 on Sunday. Humid, though, on Sunday with a thunderstorm in the afternoon. 63, partly sunny, 655 WRTA mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters, Let's Talk, brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters, Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
Bring in your favorite shoes to the Goodfeet store and we'll personally fit you to ensure your comfort.
Thanks to the Goodfeet store.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Well, we just stumbled on some horrible news.
National tragedy.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
Oh, and why does this not surprise me now that I dig into it a little deeper? The headline was, over 12,000 pounds of bacon recalled.
No!
And then the the subheading in the picture that's below it, which is of sizzling bacon, is that it's from Canada. Briefly read the story from USA Today. Thousands of pounds of bacon shipped to the U.S. from Canada recalled due to an import violation, according to the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The recall issued after authorities said the not ready-to-eat smoked bacon product did not receive an import reinspection before it was sent to the United States, though it did undergo other inspections. And in total, 12,036 pounds of bacon imported that is, by Maple Leaf Foods, recalled. There have been no confirmed reports of illness or injury related to the product, but consumers are being urged not to eat it and instead throw it away or return it to the original place of purchase for a full refund.
Well, then that settles it.
So,
okay.
Idaho, Oregon, and Washington were affected by this.
Now, what was the company's name? Maple Leaf Foods?
Maple Leaf Foods.
Well,
yeah.
Think about it. Now, Maple Leaf Foods sent out tainted bacon to the United States. Imagine that. You know, that we're not getting along with Canada. You know, Trump doubled the tariffs to 50%, so Canada canceled a bridge ceremony last week involving the United States because, wah. And now, Maple Leaf Foods sends 12,000 pounds of possibly tainted bacon to the United States. Well, Maple Leaf Foods is like the Toronto Maple Leafs. They stink! Toronto Maple Leafs, every year they have high expectations, and by January they're out of it. So they're lousy. Anything that has maple leaf on it is lousy.
Okay. Now, there are two particular brands. Royale National Applewood Smoked All Natural Uncured Bacon.
Yeah, right.
And Top Value Uncured Hardwood Smoked Bacon product of Canada.
Okay.
Today!
Yeah. So if you got Canadian bacon, throw it away.
And it's actually made like American bacon. It's in strips. It's not in a little round piece that it looks like a slice of ham that somebody cut for you. All right. News and stuff coming up. Rich has to go get his water. Be back.
Voice of Blair County.
The opinions I trust.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.
Iran tries to attack Americans again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Overnight, Iran launched a surprise attack against U.S. forces in Jordan. At least five missiles were fired by Iran, breaking the lull in fighting over the past several days.
That's Fox's Trey Ingston, Tel Aviv.
CENTCOM released a statement saying all Iranian missiles were successfully intercepted. The United States has not yet responded to that attack, but overnight, U.S. and Saudi planes conducted a series of airstrikes against Iran-backed Shia militias in Iraq, who were responsible for 30 drone attacks over the past 3 days.
Now, the flare-up comes after Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu went to the White House and then told Fox's Hannity he and President Trump had a great meeting discussing preventing Iran from having nuclear weapons.
We have a common goal, and it's going to be achieved either through diplomatic means or other means.
Before Netanyahu's White House meeting, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was there discussing the war against Russia, also telling Fox's Hannity.
President Trump wants and the Europeans want. Putin doesn't want. We're asking to stop this war each day.
And after Zelensky and Netanyahu attended late Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral, Ukraine's leader was at the Senate for this.
Late yesterday, the Senate cast a bipartisan vote to advance a bill named after Lindsey Graham that would extend sanctions on Iran and increase sanctions on Russia, as well as nations that buy Russian oil and gas.
Fox's Jonathan Sari in Columbia, South Carolina, where there's another funeral, and then Graham will be laid to rest. Could get testy at the Senate next hour when ex-Trump and Biden co-advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci Fauci, will be questioned at a Senate hearing over what he wrote in his private diary about COVID and the response. Republican Senator Roger Marshall tells Fox,
he was so drunk with his own fame that he was emotionally conflicted since he funded this virus.
Which Dr. Fauci denies and may spar with senators over again. Someone in Florida is suddenly filthy rich, winning the Mega Millions $800 million jackpot. America's listening to Fox News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-884-1012 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-884-1012. That's 800-884-1012. What do you have to lose? Call 800-884-1012. Again, 800-884-1012.
A former U.S. Navy SEAL is behind bars for plotting an attack.
Gregory Vandenberg, sentenced to 16 months in prison, convicted of the transportation of explosives with intent to kill, injure, or intimidate, and attempted transportation of prohibited fireworks into California. Federal prosecutors say the 49-year-old former Navy SEAL bought fireworks in New Mexico last summer, telling a store clerk he intended to take them to California and use them against law enforcement officers at No Kings Day protests. The clerk alerting officials who arrested Vandenberg in Arizona. Investigators believe he was motivated by extremist anti-Semitic beliefs, finding him with clothing and other items they say displayed anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, and extremist imagery, including a shirt bearing the Al-Qaeda flag. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A school shooter in Georgia's also been locked up, and he'll never get out.
A 16-year-old boy will live and die in prison. The words of Barrow County Superior Court Judge Nicholas Prim as Colt Gray learned his fate for a deadly shooting at his Georgia high school in 2024. The judge calling it deliberate, contemplated evil. He says Gray is proud of himself.
Your crimes do reflect permanent incorrigibility, and I will sentence you to life without parole for each of the malice murders that you committed.
Gray was 14 when he opened fire at Appalachie High, killing two students and two teachers, wounding several others. The judge rejected defense arguments Gray is not irretrievably broken and might change with a chance at parole. He was charged as an adult and last Friday changed his plea to guilty on 55 counts. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Two convicted murderers are no longer in prison in Florida. They're dead. Both got lethal injections yesterday, including Domenico Ciccone, who was 80, the oldest person ever executed in Florida. On Wall Street, ahead of a Federal Reserve interest rate decision this afternoon, stock futures are mixed. Down for the Dow, up for the Nasdaq, which is just the opposite of yesterday when the Dow surged up more than 500 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 55. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
We deliver the news as it's unfolding.
We are more than ready for a new generation to lead us into the future.
Stay up to date. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Padres won the late ball game with a run in the bottom of the ninth, 8-7 over Colorado. Fernando Tatis Jr. went 5-for-5. Seattle hit 5 home runs at Dodger Stadium, beating L.A. 7-6. Shohei Ohtani in the loss did have a leadoff homer, 3 hits, 3 RBIs, but was stranded at third in the bottom of the ninth. Wins for the Brewers and the A's. Houston won 3-2 at the Angels. Yordan Alvarez with his 35th home run. Atlanta at the Mets rained out. Yankees won at the White Sox 3-2. Texas won at Tampa Bay 4-1. Miami with a first inning homer shut out Philadelphia 1-0. Phil Slugger Kyle Schwarber did not play due to illness. Arizona won in 12 innings at Pittsburgh 8-7, and Detroit shut out Baltimore 14-0. The Philadelphia Eagles gave star defensive tackle Jalen Carter a 4-year extension. The Browns gave defensive back Denzel Ward a new 2-year deal.
Saturday, 10 to noon on WRTA Weekend. At 10 from Penn State Cooperative Extension, the award-winning, and we'll tell you about it, horticulture educator Tom Butzler. At 11, Colony Realty Group Limited Money Talks with Dorothy Colony, Cinnamon Colony Chapman, and guest John Kaysen. This is Doug Herendeen. Join us Saturdays 10 to noon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240, WRTA, WRTA.com, and on the free Leitner Radio app.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Are you ready for the latest news of the day? We're talking about local, state, international. We're going to be all over it. Plus, we're going to give you the proper spin, which means we're going to tell you the truth. Plus, we open the phone lines to hear from you as well. Doesn't matter what the topic is. We're going to be all over it. Plus, we're going to make you think, going to make you angry, going to make you smile, might make you laugh, might even get you to sing along. Don't miss even 1 second of the Joe Pags Show right here. Weeknight, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Fox on Tech.
How often are you using AI for work and home life? Google is trying to understand. Google is releasing the first report of its effort to quantify use of its artificial intelligence products by people both while at home and at their jobs. It's called Atlas for Activity, Task, Landscape, and Adoption Study. The first data set is from 15 million interactions with Google Gemini and AI mode in Google Search. The data is depersonalized, taken from 150 countries in multiple languages, and across hundreds of different jobs. What did Google learn? That more workplaces are deploying AI tools, but people aren't using them all that much. They're more likely to use AI for task assistance, but task automation is far less common, and that AI use at work isn't limited to white-collar workers, as people involved in physical labor are using AI to problem-solve or learn skills in real time. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The old adage, cash is king, no longer seems to ring true as phones take on more of the work of wallets and people rethink how much they still need to carry in cash. 4 in 10 Americans say none of their purchases in a typical week are paid for using cash, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. Still, those who do carry cash, on average, it's about $67 as of 2021. And if you still like to carry cash, how much should you keep even for emergencies? The Wall Street Journal spoke to financial advisors, executives, and security experts for advice on the best approach. One advisor recommends $30 just to cover small transactions, while many add that paying in cash might help curb overspending, since the emotional impact of spending with bills is greater than paying with a phone or credit card. And if you want to forego cash altogether, financial advisors say you should leave home with no more than 2 or 3 credit cards. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Who's in control when it comes to technology? Our Fox News survey offers some answers. A narrow majority of voters think big technology companies pose a greater threat to the country's future than big government. That's a reversal from a few years ago when they said big government was the threat by a 20-point margin. It's also bipartisan. That shift comes as artificial intelligence and concerns about personal data have made tech companies a larger presence in our everyday life. Voters have reservations about the infrastructure behind AI. 2/3 oppose building an AI data center in their community, with voters ages 45 and over especially resistant. Even so, most still believe they are calling the shots. Nearly 8 in 10 say they control the technology in their lives. You're in control of visiting our website, foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Democracy 2026.
The Democratic Socialists of America launching its new platform filled with far-left proposals. It's called Workers Deserve More. Abdul Al-Sayed is a Democratic candidate for Senate in Michigan.
It means finally taxing billionaires their wealth so we have the money that we need to invest in the things that we need and deserve in this country.
Francesca Hong, a self-identified Democratic Socialist running for governor of Wisconsin, says Republicans are likely to attack with political labels.
Whoever the Democratic nominee is, they're going to call Democratic candidates socialists, communists. Whatever they need to distract us from the fact that our movement is building working class people power.
Democratic socialists have gotten a great deal of attention after the election of Zohran Mamdani to be New York City mayor. Grace Mauser, co-chair of the New York City Democratic Socialist Group, says it's time for mainstream Democrats to welcome them. Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen during a root canal. Listen on the bus. Listen during your kid's school play. Just don't let them catch you doing it. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream free on the Lightner Radio app.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will feature more clouds than sun with a high of 76. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 58. Tomorrow is expected to be pleasant with sunshine and a few clouds reaching a high of 77. By Friday, expect partly sunny skies with a high of 80. Saturday will have times of clouds and sun with a high of 82. Sunday is set to be mainly cloudy and humid with a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon and a high of 77. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTS.
Here's a radio ID scripted by ChatGPT.
It's news on the go with your talk radio show. We're live on the air with a voice that's fair.
Yeah, it's really bad. We're your station with the full story and no AI.
I thank God.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
All right, we've got news and sports coming up at the bottom of the hour. We give weather as well. And we have a guest coming up because we're still talking about one of our favorites, ice cream. And we will get to that in just a moment. Let's get rolling.
Welcome to hour number two of America's favorite morning talk show. Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Are you serious?
Well, maybe the guy that lives in Juniata Gap's favorite morning talk show.
I listen to you just about every day, as much as it may pain me.
Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
All right, 13 after 7 WRTA Mornings. It is Wednesday, the 29th of July.
Yes, time to take our hat off to a hero today, saluting Altoona Police Department Sergeant Thomas Vinos. Sergeant Vinos, thank you for putting your life on the line for us. And our Hats Off to Heroes is brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Cogan Electrical Services, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions. Once again, tipping our cap today to Altoona Police Department Sergeant Thomas Vinos. If you happen to see Sergeant Vinos, tip your cap and say thank you for what you do.
Absolutely. And, you know, the last couple of months, which is hard to believe we're saying this, in June, we celebrated National Dairy Month, and we had a weekly interviews talking about dairy and all the benefits and all the good stuff. Well, it's even better in July because we pick one part of dairy, and it is National Ice Cream Month.
Mm-mm.
Almost to the end, because Friday is the end of July, and we have now from the Valewood Farms, Dave's favorite in Loretto. We have Alexis Nanagi, Dairy Promotion Committee member for Cambria County, and she works at Valewood Farms. So, Alexis, welcome to WRTA Mornings.
Yes, thank you. So excited to be here and chat about ice cream today.
All right, very good. What's the biggest secret to good ice cream?
It's truly where the quality comes from, and you know, the U.S., especially Pennsylvania, has always had a reputation for quality dairy from the start,
mm-hmm.
from local family farms.
Yeah, that's such a big part of it. And, you know, it's every time I go by a dairy farm, it's just I kind of marvel at that. It's like its own little community with the herd.
It truly is.
With the herd and then the family taking care of the herd and you know, there's normally a dairy farm is one that requires that you have a farm hand. There's so much to do with a dairy herd that you need somebody else to help you out as the farmer. So you have a farm hand. Is it still a thing? You know, in previous years, it always used to be, well, you had the main farmhouse and then you had this other little house over here. And it wasn't, you know, for the, you know, oldest one to get married and moved into. It was for the farmhand so that he could be as close to the animals and the farm as the farmer was.
Yeah, that's very typical. But especially as family farms, as they start to grow bigger, over the last few years, the number of cows on each farm has grown bigger in Pennsylvania. And you start to rely more on your neighbors, like, for me, as an example, I grew up down the road a mile or two. So I came close enough that it was there was no need to move on to the farm. But it is all about the village around you. I mean, the most of the people that help here on the farm, we all live pretty close. and we know the realities that it takes, the early mornings, the late nights.
Yeah, for sure.
Alexis, you know, in this day and age of inflation and high prices and everything, one thing people like to do is when they buy food, they try to get the most out of it, and then they try to do a lot of homemade things. And one of the things that has been a staple for probably generations is homemade ice cream. So how difficult is it to make homemade ice cream? And if it's not, how can people make their own ice cream?
It's not hard at all. I mean, you just want to start with a high cream content. So a lot of people will use either heavy cream, or you can actually get different soft serve mixes from different places. And it's all about whipping it and making sure that it aerates properly so that it gets nice and creamy. So they sell all sorts of products, all sorts of devices that you can make ice cream at home. I mean, for kids especially, they sell ones where you just put ice in a ball and then the kids kick it around or throw it around, and it actually makes ice cream. And it's a pretty crazy process to watch, but there's plenty of ways to do it. I mean, whenever it originated, it just was being cream sat somewhere, but we've aerated it over time and added air to it to make it creamier and richer.
Mm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. And at home, it's so nice because you're able to add in what you want, you know, different toppings. And America always is about vanilla and chocolate, but the other flavors are coming up slowly, like cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, cookie dough. They're all slowly rising towards number one.
Funny you should mention mint chocolate chip, because I was at the grocery store Sunday and I thought, you know what, ice cream month is just about over. And I haven't indulged in ice cream for a long time. So I figured, what the heck? So I got myself a container of mint chocolate chip. Oh, boy. Uh-huh. I mean, that is just, the chocolate is really what sets it off, but the mint flavor is just perfect. So I've been enjoying that throughout the week. I hope my doctor isn't listening. But but anyway, you got to enjoy some things. So I took part in National Ice Cream Month. But you're right. It's basically what's the vanilla or chocolate, snow blowers or lawn mowers, you know, your oven compared to your gas grill in the summer. It's chocolate and vanilla. But you're right. A lot of the novelty flavors, and mint chocolate chip is one of them. I love this stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's what, in Pennsylvania especially, butter pecan and tea berry are coming up too.
So, been a while since I've
a classic favorite.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had any tea berry. I remember back in the day, Pencrest Ice Cream was this little, you know, ice cream stand in a remote area near Altoona, and that was one of the things. It was a big deal. That was appointment summertime trip. Not that it was a trip, but we would go to that particular ice cream stand and get their tea berry ice cream because it was so stinking good.
Oh, yeah. You really can't beat it.
Yeah.
Especially because it really is a Pennsylvania flavor. So many people come here and they'll be like, oh, what is that? They have no clue what it is.
Wow.
Now, one question I have to ask, and we all do this because we all watch our, as I said, it's back to the economics of the issue. You're trying to stretch your money, you're trying to save money, and when you buy food, you try to make it last as long as possible. And since we all, especially me, I think it's in the freezer, we're good to go for a long time. But when you put ice cream in the freezer, all that's protecting it from the freeze is the container that it's in. So really, how long should you let ice cream stay, or how long should you try to keep it, or is there a time frame?
Well, I mean, as long as it stays cool through the whole process. The problem that a lot of people get whenever they say that the ice cream goes bad is that it's losing that air content whenever it melts.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will bring it home from the store and not have it in a cold thing on the way, and then it gets in their freezer and they're like, oh, what happened to it? I mean, I'll be frank, I have ice cream in my freezer from last fall. Like, I have some pumpkin left over still. I should really get rid of that. I should really eat it up, I should say. But, no, it can be good. I mean, that pumpkin, I just had a scoop the other day and it still was good because it's been in my freezer the entire time. And a lot of times, I know that container, it's nerve-wracking that it's, like, so thin sometimes. But no, as long as it stays in a consistent freezer, it can be good for a long while.
That's good to know. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask, I know one of the things that I heard about, I've never tried to do homemade ice cream. However, one of the things I've heard about it is salt plays a role. How big of a role does salt play, and what is its functional purpose in ice cream?
I mean, as we know with everything, you need to salt almost anything you eat. And it's a fine line, but adding salt just brings out some of the flavors more.
Okay.
And you don't want to add too much unless you're doing like a sea salted caramel. But a lot of times you just need at least a good dash so that the flavors really pop.
Yeah.
There are a lot. Now we're talking about, you know, the ice cream you buy at the half gallon or the gallon at the store and you take it home, put it in your freezer. But there are a lot of novelties too. And one very simple, I think, novelty that is so great is the ice cream sandwich. I mean, having those as a kid, you know, you love the flavor of the ice cream and the sandwich, the cookie part. Yeah. And are they still a big item today? I mean, ice cream, and now there's all kinds of flavors for ice cream sandwiches. Mint chocolate chip is one. You know, fudge ripple. You have chocolate vanilla. You have a chocolate vanilla mix. Are ice cream sandwiches still popular?
Oh, yes. Everyone knows it's the classic. You grab it from someone's freezer when you're just wanting a little sweet treat in the summer. We actually have a few of them, and we sell a good bit through our home delivery channel there at Vailwood, because we just have it as an opportunity. Because it is easy. It's grab and go, where a lot of the other ice cream, like ice cream in a half gallon, really isn't grab and go.
Yeah, it's hard to run with, too.
Exactly. An ice cream sandwich, you still have your mobility.
Yeah, there you go. That is it.
Absolutely. That's a great point. A grab-and-go dessert, grab-and-go treat.
Yeah. Exactly. By the way, tip of the cap, we only wish it would come out sooner every year, but creamsicle milk from Vailwood Farms is on the shelves and available for you to buy, and we promote it because when it first came out, it's like, well, got to give this a try. And then it was like, I mean, it was one glass of that and I was hooked. And as a matter of fact, my initial reaction was I felt guilty because in my mind it's like you can't be drinking something this good and you're doing something wrong. It was like, it was so good, this can't be real.
Oh, I know that creamsicle milk, and we actually just had creamsicle ice cream available, but it's already sold out. It was a really quick go. So we've moved on to our next seasonal ice cream flavor, which is red raspberry truffle.
That sounds good too.
We both took to the creamsicle milk.
Yeah,
it's like drinking a creamsicle. I mean, it's almost unfair. It is just such an unbelievable match to the original dreamsicle, as they used to call it. But it's unbelievable how it tastes like the frozen confection on the stick. Unbelievable.
I know. It is really crazy.
Well, keep up that good work. And the only thing we'd suggest is maybe get that out in May.
Yeah, we love it.
It's still available now. So okay. Oh, yeah. It's right. Out and about.
Yep. For a limited time only.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Alexis, we appreciate you stopping by again. Dairy Promotion Committee member for Cambria County and an employee of Vailwood Farms. We thank you for taking the time to talk about something that most everybody loves and enjoys, ice cream. And we still have a few days left in National Ice Cream Month. So do your part. Get out and celebrate and buy some.
Yes. Isn't that true?
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. Thanks to Alexis for coming on and talking about ice cream. And now it's going to bug me the rest of the day. I have to have ice cream. By the way, we did get sort of an emergency response on the texts, as we heard from Dry Run. And after our story about the bacon, said, oh my goodness, are you two doing okay? Sorry to hear the horrific news of the bad bacon. The neighbor has a couple of pigs on the hooves to get you by until next Tuesday, because he spelled Tuesday the way you say it. T-O-O-S-D-A-Y.
Tuesday.
Yeah, D-A-Y. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Dry Run. We appreciate your concern for our well-being. All right, AccuWeather says, more clouds and sun at 76 today, partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Pleasant sun, few clouds tomorrow, 77. Partly sunny Friday, 80, 82 Saturday. Humidity creeping in on Sunday with a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 77. It's 64, partly sunny, 727 WRTA mornings.
Got a big job that needs powerful equipment? Come and check out the big boy toys from Kubota at McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction. And right now, you can take advantage of McCoy's dealer special in-store only on all Kubota construction equipment, compact tractors, and side-by-sides. Get 0% APR financing for 60 months, available for qualified buyers. McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction is committed to providing you with the highest quality products, especially for those big jobs. 0% APR financing for 60 months for qualified buyers on all Kubota construction equipment. McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction, Route 36, Roaring Spring. Call 814-224-5335. On the web at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com.
The relationship between silica dust exposure and lung disease has been known for many years. But do you know who has become at risk for silica-related lung disease in the modern era? This is Dr. George Slupko from the Lung Disease Foundation of Central Pennsylvania. Inhalation of silica dust can cause serious and irreversible lung disease. In the past, most of the exposure to silica dust was found in men working in the brick-making industry. Silica comes from the grinding of quartz. Today, in high-income countries such as the United States, many countertops and surfaces are covered in artificial stone. Artificial stone is 90% quartz along with some resin and pigments. The workers who cut and grind this material are exposed to silica-containing dust. These workers are often exposed to 300 times the exposure limit defined for other industries. Exposure to artificial stone dust appears to be much more aggressive and affects younger workers. This is Dr. George Slupko. Join me for The Buzz with Dr. Z at 2 p.m., the third Tuesday of each month, on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Way Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare, dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
During Neil Walker's 12 seasons in Major League Baseball, he wasn't a big prankster. However, he describes one of his better clubhouse pranks.
It was probably one of the better pranks that I personally have pulled off. I wasn't a huge prankster, but I certainly was somebody that tried to keep things light in the clubhouse. And I would try to do some fun things to make sure that there was guys on edge or team was struggling recently, that guys were still laughing and having fun and not focused on the negative things, because this baseball is just such a hard game and there's so much negativity and so easy to go 0-for-5 or get knocked out in the second inning as a pitcher. But in 2019, I was with the Marlins in spring training, and it was a a younger group and a group that Curtis Granderson and myself were kind of there as the quote-unquote veteran players, and we try to do a good job of making sure we're helping the younger guys and so on and so forth. But I noticed kind of early in spring training that a lot of these young guys had a hard time waking up, and so I wanted to change up the morning routine. Well, one day I went in earlier than pretty much everybody, and I went into the bathroom, into the stalls, and I crawled underneath the stalls and locked them from the inside out. I took pairs of cleats and shoes and set them up with baseball pants on top of them so it looked like there were people in about five or six of the stalls. When the team started coming in and having their morning breakfast and coffee and were getting ready to start their day, there was probably a 15-person line to get into the bathroom, and nobody could figure out why it was taking so long. And it took a good 30 minutes before somebody realized that there was not people in the bathroom in the stalls. And those were a pair of shoes and a pair of pants that looked like somebody was in there, but there was nobody in there. And it didn't take long for people to figure out that I was the culprit behind that, and it made for a good laugh. But one of my better pranks that I had pulled off during my time playing.
That's your two-minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
See referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA Plus. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Renewed attacks in the Middle East.
CENTCOM says U.S. and Saudi fighter aircraft struck multiple terrorist logistics and weapons sites across eastern Iraq in a strong response to over 30 IRGC-directed aerial drone attacks in the last 72 hours. The unwarranted attacks against U.S. forces were not successful.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting. Jordan's military says its air defense has shot down five missiles launched from Iran earlier today. The Senate Homeland Security Committee will grill former COVID czar Dr. Anthony Fauci at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. There'll be plenty of questions to Fauci about his newly released diary entries. The frantic search for survivors of that earthquake that rattled southwestern Japan. At least 18 dying in the quake, four in a shopping mall where three are still missing. America's listening to Fox News.
Partly sunny, 64. We got a degree back. Remember, we lost six of them last hour? Well, we got one back. 7:34, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. A federal trial for Morris Reese, one of four men charged in a Center County child sex ring that is linked to Blair County, has been delayed as his defense attorney negotiates a potential plea bargain. Reese, who is scheduled to stand trial next Monday for conspiracy to produce child pornography, is requesting a 90-day delay. Besides the federal case, Reese still faces additional state-level charges in Center County regarding the solicitation and photographing of teenage girls. The Altoona Parking Authority plans to remove approximately 25 aging, largely broken parking meters in downtown due to unsustainable maintenance costs, broken equipment, and a lack of replacement parts. Parking Operations Manager Dave Curtis reportedly noted that many meters are secured only with duct tape, and the city will replace them with signs indicating enforced parking time limits to avoid creating traps for drivers. An investigation is underway after the Cambria County Coroner's Office reported a man in his 70s was found dead in the area of Pickerel Pond at Prince Gallitzin State Park last night. It is suspected the man may have drowned. An autopsy is scheduled for today. Well, it is day three of the Mountain Indy Medical Center strike that will continue until 7 a.m. Saturday. Nearly 1,000 healthcare workers walked off their jobs and maintained the picket lines yesterday despite heavy rains, and also received support from local officials and community members. While the five-day strike continues, the hospital says it will use the trained contingency staff to keep operations going. Negotiations are expected to resume next week. A Center County judge has ordered the owners of the Nittany Mall to pay College Township $126,000 for failing to repair two sinkholes that appeared in late 2023 and early 2024. Judge Julia Rader ruled in favor of the township after Namdar Realty Group reportedly ignored repeated requests to fix the safety hazards, forcing the township to use taxpayer funds to conduct those repairs. A localized disaster emergency has been declared in southern Clearfield County following intense flash flooding that submerged roads and homes in Coalport and Westover yesterday. Emergency crews coordinating with state and federal agencies conducted water resources as rapid flooding prompted urgent warnings for residents to avoid driving through floodwaters. Clearfield County commissioners announced that the Emergency Management Agency is collaborating with local, state, and federal officials alongside the American Red Cross to manage the ongoing flooding and the cleanup and aftermath. Pennsylvania Farm Bureau State Board of Directors has appointed Somerset County farmer Glenn Stoltzfus as interim vice president effective immediately. Stoltzfus will serve until a formal election at the PFB's annual meeting in mid-November, filling the vacancy created when Tom Daigle became president following the resignation of the former president. Lidl is recalling cookies distributed to all its U.S. locations due to undeclared allergens, according to the FBA. The Aradnus shortbread cookies with chocolate truffle coating and apricot filling were recalled because the packaging was in another language and failed to indicate in English that they contain wheat, soy, milk, and eggs. The cookies were distributed in states, including Pennsylvania. Customers are advised to return the recalled product to a Lidl store for a refund. The FAA says there's a nationwide ground stop affecting all American airline flights. The ground stop is a result of an IT outage, the airline said in a posting on X. It is working quickly to get the system restored. And the state of Utah has been named the best in the United States. According to the latest rankings from U.S. News and World Report, it's now the fourth year in a row that the Utes were named best state. They came out on top of the rankings due to strong showings in a number of categories, including fiscal stability and infrastructure. Pennsylvania, close, they came in 40th. 737, here's Dave in the unstable sports.
Close to what?
the bottom.
Yeah. It was a night to remember for a short time in the Berg last night. Pirates down 6-0, two out, nobody on base in the eighth, and then staged their wildest comeback this season. Pirates put up three in the eighth, cut the lead to 6-3. They got a two-run homer from Brandon Lau and a solo shot from Brian Reynolds and tied the game in the ninth. Then the teams traded runs in the 10th. In the end, the D-backs scored in the 12th. The Pirates did not, and Arizona gets an 8-7 win. The loss cost the Bucs a chance to gain sole possession of the final wild card spot in the National League. Series concludes this afternoon at 12:35. Jared Jones will start for the Pirates. Well, Chesapeake brought their bats to PNG Field last night, and I mean right out of the gate. They told you how this game was going to be. They jumped on the curve and cruised to a lopsided win.
For the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Massimo Manfra. The Curve fall in a slug match to the Chesapeake Bay Sox Tuesday night. The Bay Sox able to plate 12 runs against Curve pitching, starting with left-handed starter Connor Oliver, who went four innings, giving up seven hits and six earned runs. He would receive the loss and move to 2-3. Emmanuel Chapman would come on in relief behind him and not doing much better. Across 2 2/3 innings, he would allow four runs on four hits, as well as one walk. Christian Tortosa out of the bullpen was the shining spot, as over 1 1/3 innings, he would give up just one hit, no runs allowed, and three strikeouts on 21 pitches, making quick work of the Bay Sox lineup, who could not be stopped. The Curve would only be able to muster four hits on the night, but two of them would come off the bat of Lonnie White Jr., both of them being solo home runs, as he earns his second multi-home run game in a week. The Curve would fall 12-3. For the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Massimo Manfra.
Well, some numbers from last night's game. Bay Sox picked up 12 runs on 16 hits, 11 strikeouts. On the other side of the ledger, the Curve collected 3 runs, 4 hits, and 14 strikeouts. Well, they won something, 14-11 in the strikeout category. Aaron Rodgers not playing possum. The aging quarterback told the media yesterday that 2026 is going to be the last one that he does in an NFL uniform. Rodgers decided to come back for one final season after Mike McCarthy was named the Steelers head coach. Training camp for all 32 NFL teams officially got underway yesterday. The U.S. Senate updated a bill to regulate college sports in terms of monies paid to athletes. The amended bill will now allow schools to double the current amount of money given to scholarship athletes. That amount will swell to around $46 million annually, but only $5 million of that new money would be given to female athletes. The bill has not been voted on in Washington. What bill is voted on anymore? Pitt has been selected to finish in the top 10 of the ACC football conference this season. Woo-hoo. Panthers picked to finish 9th overall. Miami's the favorite to win the conference regular season title. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti said yesterday the conference would be willing to forego its football championship title game in favor of an expanded 2014 national playoff. The expanded field would give all conferences a chance to get more teams into the field and cause yet more confusion. It's 64. It's partly sunny. It's 7:41 WRTA mornings.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Goodfeet Store.
Do you spend half your day walking or standing while working? If you have foot, knee, or back problems, the Goodfeet Store wants to help you like we helped Tony.
The pain that I experience the most is foot pain from being on my feet all day. You're having to kind of talk to yourself through the whole shift, like, I've got this, I can do this. Before, I felt defeated, and now it's like, all right, let's go. I'm ready. A whole new life, like sunshine coming on.
And how about working more comfortably like Dennis?
Working at an amusement park, it's always on your feet. I just couldn't take it, but I didn't have a choice. I just couldn't believe that putting these arch supports in made that much of a difference that quickly. I could do my job and I could take care of my family. I know what my tomorrow is going to be. It's going to be positive.
You deserve a better life too. Stop in the Goodfeet Store today. Visit the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble and at goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Goodfeet Store.
The Hollidaysburg Area Farmers Market is up and running every Tuesday, 11 to 2 off the Diamond. And the nighttime market is the third Friday of each month from 5 until 8 during Third in the Burg. The Downtown Live Concert Series on the Diamond presents August 20th, Full Kilt, and September 17th, Felix and the Hurricanes. Each is a Thursday night, 6 to 9. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets. The Hollidaysburg Area Arts Council's Free Music in the Burg at Canal Basin Park is Saturday, August 15th, 6 p.m. It's the Altoona Symphony Orchestra's annual free summer celebration this year, from Hogwarts to Honky Tonks. Main location is the Hollidaysburg Senior High School Auditorium. For other summer happenings, like and follow the Hollidaysburg Area Arts Council Facebook page. This list of events is brought to you by Epic Pyrotechnics, Keller Engineers, Zane Helsel Excavating, Five Star Power Sports in Duncansville, and Thrivent in Hollidaysburg, Andrea Paul. There's always something happening in Hollidaysburg.
Here's the deal. The government is over $38 trillion in debt, which means the IRS isn't slowing down. And the tax code is complex and unforgiving. So it's not surprising if you're one of the millions of Americans that owe back taxes to the IRS. Unfortunately, they're the world's most powerful collection agency, with the ability to garnish your wages, seize your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. But don't be stressed or worried any longer. We're Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. We have resolved over $3 billion in tax debt for our clients. Our award-winning professionals deal with the IRS every single day, protecting our clients and preparing them for the best possible resolution. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, give Optima a call today.
Call 800-746-0155. That's 800-746-0155. 800-746-0155.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices are higher today on continuing tensions in the Mideast conflict, though both Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate remain under $90 a barrel. Meta Platforms and Microsoft report earnings after the Wall Street close, and the Federal Reserve wraps up its meeting today. South Korea's memory chip maker SK Hynix reported record earnings in the recent quarter, though investors were expecting even more, and the stock has tumbled. Ford's outlook is improving. Ford shares are up 5%, though its electric vehicle business lost about $1.3 billion in the recent quarter. Ford made a profit in the period and is raising expectations for the year. Ford builds the most cars and trucks in the U.S. and exports the most. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate, you're a landlord. Stocks, you're a day trader. Crypto, you're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
Here's your
AccuWeather forecast. Today will feature more clouds than sun with a high of 76. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 58. Tomorrow is expected to be pleasant with sunshine and a few clouds reaching a high of 77. By Friday, expect partly sunny skies with a high of 80. Saturday will have times of clouds and sun with a high of 82. Sunday is set to be mainly cloudy and humid with a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon and a high of 77. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
7:47 WRTA Mornings. We have a guest. There's another bike ride coming up, and it's Dan Noel. Is it Noel?
Dan Noel.
Okay, Dan, welcome to the show. And, boy, we've had a lot of these this summer. We've had good weather for it. But this one will be happening next Saturday, a week from this coming Saturday. And it is the Ride for Love from the Jaffa Shrine. So we'll let Dan pick it up from there.
Hey, thanks for having me. Fourth annual Jaffa Ride for Love is next Saturday, August 8th. Registration starts at 9, kickstands up at 11:30. You can go on to jaffashriners.org and pre-register for $25. If you come to the day of the event, it's $30. You get a ride t-shirt. You get dinner with featuring Murph's potato salad. There's door prize drawings. There's prizes for high and low hands. We have three great stops. We just have just such a great turnout there, and every dime of it that we raise goes to Shriners Children's Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's such a big deal. We see so many advertisements on television about the Shriners hospitals and what good work they do. A friend of mine's in the clown unit, and he told me the story about going to Philly and how the kids at the Shriners Hospital there react to seeing the clowns. They love them, and it's a big deal when they go. So how long have the Shriners Hospitals been in existence?
Well, it's funny you say that, because Philadelphia in particular is celebrating their 100th anniversary this year.
Wow.
They actually have a 100th anniversary gala in October, and I'm hoping to present a very good check to them this year at that event. But they're the second oldest. There's one older, and it's only one. It's 101. So 1925 was the first year of the Shriners Hospitals.
That's crazy.
Now, this ride is open to anyone. So if you have a bike, get out there, because these things are fun. You know, I've seen them all over the place all summer long with different charities or different organizations with rides. And what is the route, if you're allowed to divulge that?
Well, another thing too, even if you don't have a bike and you just want to donate to the Children's Hospital, you can go to the jaffashriners.org page, click on the Ride for Love logo, and you can register even if you're not going to go. If you don't have a bike, you can register, go, you'll get a t-shirt, you get a meal. I mean, for $25, a t-shirt and a meal, door prize drawings is worth it in itself. And then you can also go on there and just donate just straight to the hospital as well, which is always a good thing. But this year, we're actually going to be headed. I try to go do an north, south, east, west.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
This year is west. And so our first stop is Houtsdale. We're going to be going up to the Legion up there. There's a fire hall right next to them with a big lot. So when you have a lot of bikes, you need to keep in mind parking, because we don't want to inconvenience anyone else around us. Then the second stop, I did this year one by accident, and I just kind of kept doing it. And the second stop is a park. They don't always have to be bars or other.
Right.
And people, they want to, it progresses the day. We play our game. You get a drink. You go to use the restroom. And then our third stop is the Sankertown VFW in Crescent.
Ah, yes.
That place, I will say, too, big shout out to them as well. They are very, very, very good with the poker runs, and they support veterans and children in particular.
Explain a poker run, that aspect of it.
So poker run is There's five total stops.
Okay.
Where you start is your stop one and stop five. So there's three stops in between. And famously, a poker hand is five cards. So what we do is we give people a play card, and they draw their first card at the very first stop before we leave. And it's, you know, whatever it would be. At the second stop, they pull. At the end of the run, you have five-card poker hand.
Oh, cool.
Maybe good, maybe bad. We don't know. But we do pay out prizes for the low hand, which I was second place on the low hand the last 2 years. So just not bad enough to lose.
Well, again, it's all for a great cause. Now, people can you can register right up to the day of the event.
You can register at the event. Absolutely.
Okay, at the event.
Most of our riders register the day of the event because they don't know what they have going on or weather. And I will say that I did look at the forecast.
Looks great.
It does look great for that day. Yeah. A couple days prior, it's raining, but the day of, great weather. So don't let that hinder you from registering.
Hey, being that low in the standings for the poker run aspect of it, remember this, next year you get a high draft pick.
That's right. That's right. So good luck with those poker hands. And again, registration 9 a.m. at the day of the event. And the kickstands are up at 11:30. I like that kickstands up. That just sounds so cool. And then the ride, and then have a great meal. And then, like Dan said off the air, go home and take a nap.
All right. Well, yeah, it gives you enough time to do that, which naps at this time of the year can be very welcome.
All right, so register, get online, or, you know, you can register the day of the event, and it's the Ride for Life. It is Saturday, August 8th, and we have to say the T-shirts, it says while supplies last, so we have to put, do we put that in there?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Also, too, we're embracing the America 250. I did it, and if you have a flag on your bike when you come up, you actually get a free gift.
Oh, nice.
Man,
nice.
That is awesome.
Dane, you thought of everything.
All right, let's help the Shriners Hospitals. It's all for the kids, all right? As Dave said, we see the ads all the time, we're a very worthy cause. So, Dan, good luck with it. Hope you have great weather and a great ride.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Moving on to talk about food. In this case, it's going to be from our friends at Kepner's Grandview Meats.
It is. It's Wednesday. Hot ham pie. Ham pot pie. Well, it's always hot. Roast beef, meatloaf. Mashed potatoes, you can get that if you want with the meatloaf or the roast beef. Marinated steak and potato wedges, marinated pork and potato wedges. They're not mashed potatoes. They are seasoned potatoes. Very good. Chicken parmesan and today's potluck, stuffed meatloaf. Yum, they have meatloaf and stuffed meatloaf for today. Is that a coincidence? All right, so you can get that along with the sausage and pepper sandwich, the smash burgers, and steak subs on the everyday menu. Open 8:30 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. Saturday, they're open 8 to 3. And the number to call is 814-943-6328 if you want to put one of those entrees back for a later pickup, or you can get one of those grab-and-go sandwiches. If you order it ahead of time, you can swoop right in, pick it up with a drink, and be on your way. Again, it's Pleasant Valley Boulevard and 16th Street. You can also, while you're in there, register for the Grand Slam contest, Kepner's Grandview Meats. Last night, our contestant was John Buderbaugh. John, we had the bases loaded in the fifth inning. But we didn't get the Grand Slam. As Dave said earlier in the show, we did have a Grand Slam last night, but it was from the wrong team, and it was in the first inning. So sorry about that, John. But tonight now it's Darlene Bartley. She is on the clock for the Grand Slam contest. So if any Curve player hits a Grand Slam tonight, Darlene, you'll win a $100 gift card from Kepner's. Mel will be more than happy to give it to you. We'll be more than happy to announce it. I keep waiting. I keep saying I want a winner for tomorrow morning so I can announce it. It'd be a great way to start the show. And the Curve has five Grand Slams on the road, but we can't seem to get one here. So we'll try again tonight. And Darlene Bartley is our contestant. That is all from our friends at
Kepner's Grandview Meats. Trying to sneak in at a cleanup on aisle four. We'll do that. Quick forecast. Clouds. Well, we'll have some clouds. Yep. We'll have some sun, too. 76 today. It's the way Earth works. Partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Pleasant sunshine, a few clouds, 77 tomorrow, 64. Partly sunny, it is 7:55 WRTA mornings.
Real good news, the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And from Isaiah chapter 40, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. This message brought to you by friends praying for you at the Sinking Valley Presbyterian Church.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters, Let's Talk, brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters, Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
Suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Learn how over 15,000 sufferers regained their comfort, mobility, and quality of life with Tri-State Neuropathy Center's successful treatment plan that is FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and drug-free. Here's Sean Ritchie, D.C., and Tri-State's founder, about one of their many satisfied patients.
One thing I've learned about people that get numb with their neuropathy, they have balance issues. Just like Bob, his numbness got so bad, he started to have to shuffle and was starting to have some falls. After completing our FDA-cleared treatment program, he is doing so much better. In fact, he was at his friend's house and he was at the American Legions, and they couldn't believe the difference that they saw in him.
Tri-State Neuropathy Centers helped Bob. Let them help you next. Call 814-201-2228 for a free consultation. That's 814-201-2228. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, the leader in treating peripheral neuropathy. Learn more at marydanstin.com.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Clean up in aisle four. Clean up in aisle four.
Hey, Ray checked in again. He says he remembers getting creamsicle ice cream from Cross's Ice Cream. There's a blast from the past. Cross's Ice Cream on 5th Avenue and 1st Street. Also, hearing in today from a gentleman who says, my brother lived in Tennessee and couldn't find T-Berry ice cream at any store. Do you remember the thick paper cold sack they put your half gallon in to keep it cold?
No, I
think I vaguely do remember that. And our final one today, it's about salt with ice cream. The reason you use it is you put it around the ice, outside of the ice cream bucket to keep the temperature colder when you're making the ice cream. That's what I was told here. And he, Debbie, sent us that information, saying, I think that's what you're referring to. Thank you, Debbie.
All right, that's it for today. Back tomorrow on Thursday.
Yep, it'll be Thursday and one step closer to Friday. See you tomorrow. See you, bye.
Sorry, off you.
No, not at all.
I do insist off you.
Oh, no, off you.
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 Off you.